Fifth pack of Scarlet Mishnah Aleph. Elu Heima Munim Shaiva Mikdash. These were the appointed positions in the Beit HaMikdash. Yechanan ben Pinchas Alei Chaisamas. This person called Yechanan ben Pinchas was in charge of the Chaisamas. After they had certain Chaisamas, the people paid for these Chaisamas, and then they produced them to the people that were selling Seilas. If they had a Chaisam for Seilas, you got in exchange for that the Seilas. We'll see more of this in the fourth Mishnah. It's interesting that they pick a name throughout history. There must have been many names for the people that had this minoy. Yeah. So I want to say that they were all called by the name of the first one that did it. Yerushan and Pinchas, the second, the third, the fourth. Yeah. Achia Alan Nechos. Achia was the one in the Tzachim, was in charge of the wine offerings. Matisyo ben Shmuel al Hapayotis. This person was in charge of the gerolas, the lotteries that were made between the Kohanim to decide who gets which avodah. We'll see more about this. That was Yuma. Pesachio al Hakinim. He's in charge of the bird offerings that would be sold and given out to the ones who need various bird offering kabbonis. Pesachio zeh Mordechai. This is Pesachia happens to be also Mordechai. Why was he called Pesachia? He would open up and be the chief darshan, and you dare to shiv him lashon. He would know 70 languages. He'd be able to, anybody comes from any country, he'd be able to discuss their halachic matters with them. Period. Then Achia al Choleh Me'ayim. He was in charge of, he was a doctor in the Kohanim that they went barefoot. They would catch colds, and also they'd eat a lot of meat, which would sometimes cause stomach disorders. Yeah, Nechunya Choyfer Shichin. Nechunya was in charge of digging wells for the people that were oil regal to Yerushalayim. Yivine Koruz. Yivine was the one who was in charge to make announcements in a very loud voice. Ben Gever on the Ilah Shaorin. Ben Gever was in charge of closing the gate of the Beit HaMikdash and opening them in the morning. Ben Beivoy al Hapokia. Ben Beivoy was in charge of there's a certain situation like this. The Beit HaMikdash had Shoimrin. Not that they were afraid of Ganovim, but it was a covered, the honor guard of the Beit HaMikdash. It was even 24 places, the Kohanim in 3 places. And there would be somebody walking around at night to make sure everybody was awake. If somebody was sleeping, they hit him with this pakia, a way of waking him up. Ben Aza al Atzilzol. Ben Aza was in charge of the cymbals. He made a very large sound, was a sign for the Levian to start singing in the Beit HaMikdash. Hugis ben Levi al Ashir. He's conducting the choir over there in the Beit HaMikdash. Ben Gama, Maitre Lechem Aponim. They were in charge of making the Lechem Aponim breads that were bought every Shabbos, based on Tinas and Maita HaKetoyres. That family was in charge of making the Ketoyres. Elozer Alaparoshes, they were in charge of making the curtains. Pinchas Ala Malvus. Pinchas was in charge of having the Big Day Kahuna given over to the Kohanim and bringing back to them, keeping everything in order and in place.